In the United States, we take the right to get an education for granted, but that's not the case for many refugees. Radioactive's Faiza Mousse brings us the story of how her sister, Nesteha Mousse, fought the odds to get an education.
My sister and I grew up in a refugee camp in Kenya. Our parents are originally from Somalia, but migrated to Kenya because of the conflict that was happening in Somalia.
The refugee camp was very harsh. It was really very dusty and it was hot. The whole place was really very hostile.
Since I was the only kid that was born in Kakuma, I had a different experience in the camp. Kakuma was actually really fun for me. It was like a playground. I didn't worry about going to school, but my sister did. Our parents didn't work and couldn't afford education for us, but Nesteha tried to learn anyway. She was determined. She read anything she could find because reading was an escape for her.
All I did was I took that energy I had and the confusion. I didn't know anything about the world, so anything I could get, anytime I could get, I would read. I'd go to the library, just pick books, read.
When Nesteha was 14 years old, she took a test, the same one which all middle schoolers had to take to get into high school.
So I just took a test without knowing that I can get a scholarship. I thought, well, I did the test. There's no secondary school in the camp, no high school, nothing. So what I'll do is just, you know, be like any other student and stay home.
But workers from UNHCR, the UN refugee agency, came to our house. They explained to her that she scored well on the test. She had the highest score out of all the girls in the camp. Because of this, she got a scholarship to get into high school. She was placed into Jabariya Girls Secondary, a Catholic boarding school. My sister came home and told our mother about it, but our mom refused to let her go to school at first. The UN came and said they wanted to take my daughter to school. I said no. They came back again. I said no again. I was afraid she was going to be kidnapped because the school was so far away. But the UN workers were persistent. They said they would pay for everything, the backpacks, books, pencils, and invited our mom to the school. For my mother, it was a turning point. After visiting the school, she realized how important education was. I never brought books for her. She always did everything on her own. She was always an open-minded girl that loved to learn. I grew up in a small village with cows and camels. I never went to school, and I was taught to take care of animals. And I realized I didn't want the same for my daughter just because she was a girl. Nesteha left the refugee camp and moved into the boarding school. It was a day away from the camp where the rest of our family lived. Nesteha started doing well in school right away. She took Christian religious studies, English, biology, Swahili, and science. Nesteha was always second or third of her class. She liked her biology and English teachers the most. Nesteha's English teacher had a big influence on her while she was at the school.
She was my friend, and she was actually one of the reasons I actually was in school. She would, whenever I fight or so, she would advise me, okay, contain your anger, don't fight, it's not worth it. So she always encouraged me.
Once Nesteha and her classmates were protesting because their favorite biology teacher was transferring schools, Nesteha got suspended for 2 days. After the suspension, she had to bring a parent to discuss the matter.
Remember the English teacher? She took me to her house, and then what she did was, like, I told her, you know, I'm not going to go home because my mom's not going to let me come back to school. She told me, okay, let's get someone that looks like your mom. She knew this woman. Another woman who looked like Somali, but she was, I think, Oromo, or she was Kenyan. She had the hijab and everything. So she came with me the next day. And she's like, I'm her aunt. And that was it. I still kept that secret. I didn't tell anybody. And she told me, okay, if you tell anybody, I'll hunt you down. So I never told anyone.
The English teacher is now the principal of the school. She and Nesteha are still Facebook friends. After living in the camp for 8 years, our family moved to Seattle. It was a culture shock for my family and me. For me, going to school for the first time was not what I was expecting to do when I came to Seattle. I thought the U.S. would be similar to the refugee camp, where I just stayed home and played with my friends all day. My sister now had to worry about making money and figuring out a way to continue her education.
Here, I was forced to grow up so quickly. I had the first thing, even before I started going to college, was to get a job.
She worked and went to school. She got into Highland Community College and attended Highland for 2 years. She transferred to the University of Washington, where she majored in public health. She now works as a health and nutrition coordinator. She also took pride in being a role model for me and my siblings. She always told me never to worry about what you're going to do and just do it. So try your best now, because education lasts forever. For Radioactive, I am Faiza Musa.